it was my baby and I would not let anyone touch it. I polished it and I oiled it the way it was necessary, and it was my little baby. It has all the faculties and attachments. You have to learn how to use them. This is a black enamel, very good material. There is not a piece of plastic you would find as you do these days. It has a beautiful Singer logo on the front and a light. It's rather handsome, don't you think? I came to the United States. This was in 1950. And that was the very first item was sewing machine and a typewriter, which I bought from my very first earned paycheck.
Do you remember how much you paid for it?
I paid for it something like $65. But that was already with interest, and because I wanted it on payments, I did not have the whole amount to pay.
You mentioned that you worked on Dad's uniforms.
I was daring. I would alter his uniform, like if the jacket didn't fit, or especially trousers, especially zippers in trousers. There were, short, Dad had long arms. I had to always extend, let the uniform sleeves go, and alter the linings. And for you, after you were a little boy and started, I like to have you in long trousers, and I made beautiful suits for you, jackets and trousers. I did all of it.
I wonder if you could teach me how to sew.
I would be delighted.
I just so happened to bring a pair of jeans that I bought. They're a little bit long, so maybe we could hem them, shorten them.
Well, first of all, you have to be sure that you measure the right length and prepare that part first.
Well, actually, I did pin it.
Okay.
Okay.
So you turn this little wheel, okay, because the thread is going through the needle, mm-hmm, and go down by hand like this, turn it, mm-hmm, and now up. Now you see, and you already see the thread from the bobbin came up here. This is very important when you do anything, any sewing on this kind of machine. So now you've got the same thread coming for the bottom inside stitch, and the top stitch is from the needle.
Who taught you to sew?
I actually taught myself by watching a dressmaker, which we did have a sewing machine at home when I was a child, yeah, in Czechoslovakia. My mother was not a good seamstress. She would hire people who were seamstresses, and they stayed with you for a week, and you fed them, and they did all the work for the year. And when winter time came, so this young lady would come. I never forget. She was so sweet, came from a far away village, and she was kyphotic, was walking sort of crooked. And I was fascinating with her fingers and the way she was cutting clothes and measuring me. So that's how I learned from this young lady. She showed me how to operate a machine. I was too short to use a pedal, so we were doing it together. I was feeding the machine, and this seamstress was pedaling for me. It was actually a wonderful, wonderful entertainment we had together. Now you have it, that's nice. You put it under that foot. Now you lower the foot like this.
Okay.
And now you can start sewing very slowly.
Wait a minute, let me make sure. Okay.
Now be sure you put your needle in first.
Okay.
Now you step on a pedal. You did
that.
Hold
on. So I'm holding I'm holding this with my left hand, and I have my right foot on the pedal. How's that? How's that looking?
Mm-hmm. It's very good. But guided that you haven't even looked. Wait, this is no good.
Okay. How do I erase what I just did? I went off the line, didn't I?
Okay. You always stop when you come to the end and arrange. That's it. Now go again. Forget it. Push the pedal.
I am.
There you go. Very nice. Stop. Then we do it again like this.
Okay, do I have to lift this? Do I have to lift the... No, I don't lift the lever?
You would lose the line.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
What was the fanciest thing that you made for yourself that you can recall?
Fanciest? Yeah. It was a slinky, sleeveless satin bareback gown. Bareback gown. The most firm, formal, beautiful gown. And that had chiffon, transparent chiffon stole over it, which I made also, and made it fancy with rhinestones, and that was over my shoulders, so that showed my bare back and bare arms, and I had a little waist, so that was a nice outfit, the nicest ever. Very good.
Pretty straight.
Okay, now lift the foot.
Okay. Now the moment of truth. I'm going to put these on and see how they look, okay? Okay.
Let's see. Put your feet together. I want to know how well you measured. That's great. That's wonderful.
I did okay, huh?
They fit beautifully.
All right. One's not shorter than the other?
No. You hit the jackpot, kid. You hit the jackpot. You learn very fast, you know.
Well, I had a good teacher.
Ben Pajak, getting a sewing lesson from his 89-year-old mother, Sonia Pajak. Ben is an independent radio producer living in Annapolis. He's done work for The Splendid Table, Dick Gordon's The Story, and Third Coast's Resound. And he shared this audio portrait with The Signal in honor of Mother's Day.